This was first MSB.
Mm-hmm.
You break it, you bought it, and you know that's kind of the classic, the original MSB lineup with
right.
Jonah and Dan and Tommy Dobek and all. Is that the classic lineup to you? Or, you
know, no, that's the original lineup.
Okay.
I don't think that was the best version of the band. But at the same time, I mean, we were pretty young, as you can tell by the picture. And we were just, you know, we were just out there doing it and lucky to do it and thinking, hoping maybe it would last a year or two and then we'd get on with our lives and do whatever we were supposed to do the rest of the time. It was a fun time. It was a fun album to make. The band was really just starting to find out what it was all about. And so, you know, there's a lot of growth situations in a band because it's like a group marriage, and the bigger the band gets, and mine got pretty big, you just add more variables to the thing. And that presents more opportunities. It also presents more problems, and, you know, it's how you deal with it is, you know, how it works out. But that was I look back at that album. I don't look back at it musically all that fondly. I think Jonah's stuff is the best stuff on that album. But I look back at the time and the process of doing it as a real fun time.
Did you meet these guys in local bands here, or was it set up through a...
I didn't know any of them. I mean, I knew of Danny. I'd known him through Glass. I'd never met him, but I knew of him through Glass Harp. Jonah Coslin was a friend of David Spiros, who was managing the whole thing at the time. And we played as a trio for a year or so. And then those guys were really on me to get a drummer, which I didn't want to do because that is sort of a total commitment to the whole thing. And then you have to get a truck, and then you have to get a road crew, and then you have to get all this stuff. And we started looking for drummers, and Tommy's one of the first ones we saw, and as soon as we saw him, we said, that's the guy. And it took us about a month or two to convince him to leave the band he was in. And he still never actually, that's the running joke in the band, but it's true. I've been playing with him for 31 years. And he still has never said he's going to join the band yet.